Michigan Republicans have caught a break. Republican Congressman Bill Huizenga, who had been testing the waters for an open Senate bid, announced that he will not enter the statewide electoral contest and is likely to seek re-election in his 4th congressional district. GOP leaders had been striving to clear the Senate nomination field for former Representative and 2024 U.S. Senate nominee Mike Rogers, who came within 19,006 votes, or 0.3 percentage point, of scoring an upset win last November, and now it appears their goal has been achieved. North Carolina Democrats have also caught a break. According to a report from Axios News, former Governor Roy Cooper is communicating to North Carolina Democratic Party leaders that he will enter the state's open Senate race and formally declare his intention as early as next week. Mr. Cooper, who was elected 4 times as North Carolina's Attorney General and then twice as governor, was clearly the party's first choice to run for the Senate, and even more so after incumbent Senator Tom Tillis announced that he would not seek a 3rd term. Now the North Carolina focus turns to presidential daughter-in-law Lara Trump and Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Whatley. Should Ms. Trump decide to run, she would have, like ex-Governor Cooper on the Democratic side, a clear run for the party nomination. Should she not run, which may be the more likely outcome, Chairman Whatley appears to be waiting in the wings, and chances are very high that he would quickly announce his own Senate candidacy. North Carolina always features close races, and a 2026 U.S. Senate race, even with ex-Governor Cooper leading the Democratic ticket, will prove highly competitive. Minnesota former state senator and 2022 Republican gubernatorial nominee Scott Jensen announced he will return to challenge governor and 2024 Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz, who is expected to seek a 3rd term. 3 years ago, the governor defeated Mr. Jensen 52-45%. Mr. Walz would be favored in such a repeat campaign, but GOP chances to make the race closer have improved. Finally, a Harris X July New York City mayoral poll finds Democratic Assemblyman Zoran Mamdani leading former Governor Andrew Cuomo, Republican Curtis Sliwa, and Mayor Eric Adams 26-23, 22-13%, respectively. Interestingly, if Mayor Adams were to drop out, Mr. Cuomo would assume first position, with Mamdani and Sliwa following close behind. With all of the attention centered on this race, it appears a very close finish will be in store. Perhaps the biggest surprise in this poll is Republican frequent candidate Sliwa faring well, considering Republican registration in the city is just 11%. This concludes our weekly Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.